Welcome to Will's Music Show on this Friday, September 7th, 2018. So happy September to you guys. Summer is almost over, technically at the end of this month. So that's kind of hard to believe. Then we're going to have fall. I'm kind of ready for that, actually. I'm getting excited about wearing sweaters and jeans, which is kind of weird. But anyway, this is the third episode in Flashback Music Friday series. Whether you're listening on iTunes or YouTube, I'm glad that you're here today because I'm going to be talking about Linkin Park and their song Somewhere I Belong. Now, if you've been following me on social media, then you would have known that I did some voting polls on my social media accounts this past week. So if you're not following me on there already, I suggest that you do that because then you won't be missing out on any news or things that are going on coming up in the show from week to week and month to month. So go follow Will's Music Show on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and subscribe on iTunes and YouTube for more episodes and previews of what's coming up. And then you can vote as well for what I do next. So today's going to be Linkin Park, and then Miley Cyrus next week, and then the week after that is going to be Metallica. Plus I'm planning on doing a album review as well this month at some point, as long as I got time off work. All right, now that I've got all the housekeeping business out of the way, let's get into this episode. It's November 2003, and I just picked up a CD called Big Shiny Tunes 8. The CD was a mixed CD that came out every year, and it was made by Much Music, now called Much. I live in Canada, so Much Music is basically similar to MTV. Anyways, the first track on that album was a song called Somewhere I Belong by Linkin Park. I fell in love with the song instantly just because of how heavy and the sound was just so different from anything else that I had heard from other rock bands at that point. The way that the intro slowly ramped up and then the band came in with their big crack sound to your ears to grab your attention. Then you hear Mike start to rap and Chester starts singing in the background there. It was the first time I had heard the new metal genre of music where rap and metal became mixed together and came as one. It worked out so well with Linkin Park, and they just created a sound of their own that sounded industrial and very unique. From that point on, I realized that some of my other classmates had also got into Linkin Park, including my best friend Jordan, who I had do the review with me of the Nickelback album a few weeks ago here on the show. So him and I would play road hockey sometimes, just blasting Linkin Park on the old CD player as we're playing ball hockey there. So that was really fun, and I definitely have some fond memories of my childhood still to this day. When I listen to that song, it kind of brings me back to that and makes me reminisce. Now let's get into the facts about the song. Somewhere I Belong came out on Linkin Park's second album titled Metropia in March of 2003. Somewhere I Belong was actually the first single off of the album and did very well here in Canada, peaking at number 3 on the Canadian singles chart. Elsewhere in the world, Somewhere I Belong topped the US Billboard Mainstream Rock Tracks and Modern Rock Tracks charts, respectively. Also, the song was number 1 in Poland and New Zealand. Linkin Park was lucky enough to get both gold certification and platinum certification in the United States for the song. At the 2003 MTV Music Awards, Linkin Park received Best Rock Video for their music video for Somewhere I Belong, and the music video was actually directed by the band's turntable Joseph Hahn, which was quite the accomplishment for him. Fun fact moment, in the music video, the band actually has some Transformer toys on the shelf in Chester's bedroom while he's dreaming there, which is funny because years later, Linkin Park would go on to provide two songs for two separate Transformers movies. So clearly at least one or more of the band members are big Transformers fans. Overall, I think the song's lyrics really spoke to a whole generation of people around the world who might have been going through a tough time, and I think many of Linkin Park's lyrics do that for their fans, which is part of the reason why they have such a huge following. Then the heaviness of the song with the guitars and drums and everything else and the turntables just added to the song so people could get their feelings of frustration out and headbang and everything like that. That's all for this week's episode, everyone, and it still was hard for me to do this episode just because when people think of Linkin Park Park now over the past year, they can't help but think of Chester Bennington's memory. So I'll dedicate this episode to him, and I'd like to say thanks for all the wonderful music that he and Linkin Park made together. So I'll see you guys next Friday for another episode. It'll be episode 4, where I'll be talking about a Miley Cyrus song on the show. I hope you guys learned something that you did not know about Linkin Park or this song in particular, as I always strive to do these so that you guys can learn some stuff and fill your brain with music knowledge, and have a great day or night.